Fantastic. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all, and welcome to the CCWG New GTLD Auction Proceeds Call on the 15th of June, 2017. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call, but we currently have 13 members online at the moment. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room. So if you're only on the audio bridge today, would you please let yourself be known now? All right, thank you.
Are you ready?
Oh, hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to you, Erica Mann.
Erica, man on the call, thank you so much. Let's get started. Let me thank you, first of all, for joining this extraordinary meeting and the exchange about the current audit procedures and about future possibilities and scenarios. I'm very thankful to have Xavier with us. It adds another layer of work to Xavier, but I'm grateful, Xavier, that you can join us. And with this, back to you, and I hand it over to you. Just introduce the topic, and if you can share slides with us, this would make it easier for everybody who is on the screen to follow you. And we would appreciate it if we have slides that they will be sent to us by email as well, so that for those who can't access and see them today, they have the opportunity to follow the debate a bit later. Thank you so much. And Xavier, please.
Thank you, Erica. Hello, everyone. Can everyone hear me correctly?
Yes, we hear well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I think Marika also indicated in the chat that the slides have been circulated by email, I think, early yesterday to the group. So if you cannot have access to Adobe Connect, you can find them in your emails, and I will call the slide numbers as I go through them. Thank you, Erica, for the introduction. And thank you, everyone, for the invitation and the opportunity to speak to you and offer thoughts and, of course, answer any questions you may have. This is a great opportunity for me and for us as ICANN to be able to share information and requirements that will be useful for this group to understand and know. This session has been called Audit Requirements. As I go through this presentation, I will redefine a little bit the word of audit in the context of ICANN, and you will see that we'll speak of other things than audit as well. Can I have the next slide, please?
Xavier, this is Marika. You are a presenter. Yes. Okay,
yes.
Great.
There we go. Thank you. Whoops, sorry. I don't know if the slide is moving on its own for every one of you, but it is for me. So we will go through three main sections. First, an overview of the governance requirements that ICANN needs to follow, of which audit, as we will define it. Then we will have an overview of ICANN's operational requirements, which are basically ideas and thoughts and suggestions of and anticipations of what we will need to put in place at the right time when the process starts for the disbursements in the organization of the process of disbursement. And the third section will be to discuss an overview of expenses. I know this group has debated the topic of what are the expenses that will need to be incurred and how much of them for the purpose of proceeding with the disbursements, and we'll talk a little bit about that. My suggestion is that I go through each one of the sections, and then at the end of that section, we open up for questions, and if you have them in the, you can type them in the chat as we go along, and we will make sure we cover those questions at the end of each section for efficiency. And if we would not, for any reason, be able to address all the questions during the call, I will make sure to capture them and answer them later on by email. With that, unless there's any question or concern at this stage, I will start with the first section. So let's start with the audit. So ICANN is subject to conduct an audit. This is not because it's ICANN, it's because ICANN is a nonprofit organization that is based in the U.S., and nonprofit organizations based in the U.S. have to conduct what is called the annual independent audit. What is that audit? That is performed by auditors who are firms that are external to the companies that they audit. They have very strong professional independence requirements. They have very strong professional competence requirements. Their profession is regulated by a body that defines those competence requirements, those independence requirements. And their organizations are structured in order to be able to meet those requirements of both independence and competence. What is the audit that they perform? First of all, it's an annual exercise. It uses financial statements produced by the company that is being audited under the responsibility of the company that is audited. And the auditors, the external independent auditors, perform an audit of the financial statements. Those financial statements, you can find an example of them on ICANN's website. They're published every year, including the report of the auditors. They consist of mainly statements that include a statement of operation or, in other words, a profit and loss statement, a statement of position, also called a balance sheet, the statement of cash flows, and notes. These are the financial statements, and this is what the auditors focus on. Why do I insist on that? The auditors have the obligation to express an opinion on whether these financial statements present fairly the financial position of an organization. They don't make a report and a statement and don't certify the books of ICANN at the very detailed level. They only provide an opinion on the financial statements. So the books that we keep on a daily basis, the bank statements and so on, are not documents that the auditors certify. The auditors only certify a document that contains maybe about 20 pages that contains the financial statements that I described, and that's the opinion they provide. What does the audit not do? The auditors do not verify every transaction. You may have noticed in the third bullet here on the slide that the opinion of the auditors is expressed on all material respects. So they only look at the financial statements as aggregates, and in order to express an opinion on that, they do not need to verify every single transaction. So they do not certify every disbursement, every income, every expense. They only look at the overall total picture of the financial statements. The audit also does not have the purpose of identifying fraud. About 5 to 6% of fraud cases are uncovered during an annual independent audit. It's very little, actually. And of course, if the auditors would come across a case of fraud in any organization, they have the obligation, of course, to raise it. But it's not the purpose of their job. So this is overall at a very high level what I will continue to call audit. I want then to emphasize that, of course, in the case of the auctions proceeds, the auditors, in order to achieve the purpose that we just described, will need to do something. They, first of all, the auction proceeds process for the auditors will be a new activity of ICANN. So they will assess at the beginning of their audit, they will assess what this activity is about. They will assess the risks associated with this activity from their perspective. They will say, well, it's a lot of money that you're dealing with. They will also say, it's a new activity for you that you don't have experience in. So they will want to understand what processes we have put in place, what controls we'll have put in place, in order to ensure that we adequately account for the money, that we adequately use this money in accordance with the mission and under lawful activities. So that's what audit is. I want to emphasize the fact that in different languages and in different countries, audit is often used as a word that describes much more than simply the specific regulatory requirements that I just described. In many other countries, audit is a more generic word that describes any activity that consists of verifying a company or an activity or transactions or documents to verify if they are correct. I haven't been using audit in this very generic sense, and I simply wanted to be able to provide you the visibility as to what audit means for ICANN. And we will talk about activities in the next slides that will probably be described by some of you as audit type of activities, but I will simply make the difference between audit in those activities, those processes and procedures, in the sense that these procedures do not only support the purpose of the audit that ICANN is obligated to conduct, but also for other purposes of governance, which we are now going to look at in the next slides. So we'll move on to the next slide, and of course, if there are questions on this, I will come back to them in the chat. What are the other governance requirements that apply to ICANN in addition to the annual independent audit? Of course, ICANN is a corporation. It has a board. It has officers, like any other corporation, whether it's a nonprofit or for-profit type of corporation. And its directors, the board, and the officers have fiduciary requirements. What are fiduciary requirements at a very high level? And Sam Eisner, who's on the phone with us, will requalify anything that I would say in precisely. At a very basic level, fiduciary requirements are legally defined obligations that directors and officers have in their roles in the organization. So when you're a director of an organization, you have obligations that are called fiduciary obligations. And when you're an employee of the organization and are appointed an officer, you have also specific obligations. And you have, as a result of those obligations, you have responsibilities. To make it very simple, directors and officers, if their individual responsibility can be demonstrated, that they have done, for example, something unlawful, they can go to prison. It's as simple as that. No one else on that basis, as part of the their responsibilities for the organization, would be under that same obligation. So fiduciary requirements are governance requirements that are imposed on ICANN that will mean that the directors and the officers will want that the number of processes and procedures and controls are put in place to ensure that the organization does what it's supposed to, remains within its mission, and only carries out lawful activities. What are the other requirements that are imposed on ICANN? If I move further down in this slide, of course, ICANN, because of its mission, of the nature of its mission, needs to be able to demonstrate transparently its accountability to the public, as opposed to an organization or a nonprofit organization that would have much narrower mission, for example, of charity within the neighborhood. The transparency requirement that are imposed on ICANN because of its mission and because of the multi-stakeholder model that it operates under requires it to be able to be open and transparent so as to be able to demonstrate its accountability to the public. I'm not going to explain that further to you. You would explain it better to me. You're experts. But that creates, of course, a requirement on ICANN or a set of requirements on ICANN to be able to demonstrate, document, of course, in order to demonstrate and explain and publish information so as to ensure the public has full visibility and understanding of what ICANN does, and therefore ICANN is accountable to the public. So that's another requirement that creates for ICANN a governance requirement simply because there's a number of bylaw requirements that are embedded into ICANN's bylaws that pertain to demonstrating accountability and transparency. I will move on to the next slide. So let me actually stop here. We're at the end of the section on governance requirements. We've talked about, I'll go back in the slides, we've talked about independent audit, and we've talked about fiduciary requirements, and we've talked about the accountability and transparency requirements on ICANN. Let me stop there, see if there's any questions or comments on that section. I see Cavus in the queue. And I
Cavus,
think
you have Cavus and Nadira.
And Nadira. So Cavus speaks.
Cavus has a general one concerning, and he can speak for himself, if the money is separated, the auction proceeds in a separate fund. And Nadira was asking if it shall be a single audit in the future or separated audit. But Cavus, you want to go first?
No, thank you. Just I want to have an answer to my question. I have no comment at this stage. Thank you.
Perfect. Sorry, please.
Thank you. So, yes, the auction proceeds funds are segregated in separate accounts. I say accounts because considering the amount that we have now to hold of auction proceeds, which is a $233 million, we have separated in three different accounts so that we don't put all the eggs in the same basket, as per commonly used expression, in order to mitigate the risk of having all the money held by the same financial institution. So we have the auction proceeds funds, the $233 million, distributed across three investment managers, and those are dedicated accounts just to the auction proceeds. They are separated from other accounts that exist for the new GTLD program application fees that remain unspent. And they're, of course, also completely segregated from the operating and reserve funds that ICANN manages for its ongoing operations. Does that answer your question?
Erika Mann. Xavier, maybe you could as well explain a bit how conservative the fund is invested. I think it would give some kind of flavor how cautious you and the board is with regard to this fund.
Thank you, Erica, for the opportunity to provide that visibility. So at a high level, and I can go into more specifics, and I do intend later on, not in this call, but later on for a broader audience of the community to present more information about how the investments are managed at ICANN. So I'll start, and you pointed out, Erica, to the conservative approach that ICANN has in investing. So ICANN has a reserve fund, as an example, that's invested. It's invested in a fairly conservative manner, but for the very long term, because it's a fund that's in perpetuity in quotes. So it's invested conservatively, but wants to ensure that returns follow the market trends of returns. So it's conservative. Then you have the new GTLD program investment policy that is dedicated, it's basically the policy as per which the funds are invested. That policy is approved by the board and is even more so conservative than the policy for the reserve fund. The reason being that, one, the funds for the new GTLD program have a very specific purpose, is to support the performance of the new GTLD program, the evaluations, all the costs that are incurred in order to evaluate the applications. And two, it's also a fairly short-term investment from the perspective that the new GTLD program has a finite life. It's a project that has a finite life. Then the option proceeds follow the same investment policy than the new GTLD program fees. But within that policy, there's enough flexibility to apply even more conservative requirements for the options proceeds funds, also because we are investing those funds until it is decided to on how to disperse them. So it's also a fairly short-term oriented type of investment that these funds are under. And both for the new GTLD program unspent application fees and the options proceeds, the objectives of the investment policy approved by the board are as follows. First and foremost, the security of the funds. That's the primary objective. The second objective is the liquidity of the funds. Liquidity meaning that we can retrieve the funds if needed on a fairly short term and with ease as needed. And then third only comes the performance of the investments from the perspective of their return. So those are the three objectives in that order of the investments of the new GTLD program fees and the options proceeds. And between the two, the options proceeds follow an even more conservative portfolio of investment than the new GTLD program do, even though the new GTLD program fees are also invested very conservatively.
Thank you, Xavier. We have a follow-up question from Caboose, which is a quick one. Investment in dollar. Are the current investment, the ICANN investment in made in dollar?
They are made in dollars, and they are also made in a number of international funds or bonds, but to a relatively limited extent. And
perfect.
This is.
Yeah, that's fine. And then we have, I just want to check quickly. I see Alan and Lars. Are you still raising your hand?
I can't see the hand. There's no hand in the connect. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me finish to answer Kavus's question, because he's also asking whether the interest, the revenue from the auction proceed, and I'm assuming, Kavus, you mean the interest produced by the investment, they segregate in a separate account. They are part of the same account than the capital, basically, than the funds themselves. So when there is an interest produced, when there's a dividend produced by the investment of the funds, that money goes back into the fund itself. And next, there is Nadira's question, which I have now lost what it was. So, Nadira, would you be able
to... I can't see her in a moment. Oh, there she is, Nadira. You want to frame it, or shall I do it for you? Can you speak right now? Nadira might not be able to speak, so let me get the question to you. The question was whether we, what the current thinking is about, shall we have, will the current audit option proceed as well? And then I added, or shall it be separate audit?
Okay, thank you. So there's no need for thinking about it. It's very clear. The audit is performed on the financial statements of ICANN. The financial statements of ICANN contain the audit, the auction proceeds. By the way, our auditors have been auditing those auctions proceeds for the past 2 or 3 years since we first collected auctions proceeds. So there's only one audit, the one that applies to the entirety of ICANN as a corporation. We completely separately, but it maybe will illustrate further the answer to the question from Nadira. We have also now to perform an audit of PTI because it's a separate legal entity and it has its own financial statements. Even though it's an affiliate of ICANN, or in other words, a wholly owned subsidiary of ICANN, it is a separate legal entity. It's also a nonprofit organization, therefore it also needs to be audited. So we're going to be performing two audits, one of ICANN inclusive of PTI, and one separate audit just on PTI. But the auctions proceeds is not a legal entity. It doesn't have separate financial statements. We, of course, segregate within ICANN's financial statements the accounting of the auctions proceeds in separate accounts, in separate bank accounts, in separate investments accounts. But they are part of the financial statements of ICANN. You can see them today in ICANN's financial statements over the past 2 or 3 years. You will see very clearly where the auction proceeds are. So the audit of ICANN will continue to happen as one audit for ICANN, and will continue to look at all the transactions within ICANN's financial statements, including the auctions proceeds, the funds, the disbursements of auctions proceeds when it occurs, etc. But it always will be just one audit of ICANN's financial statements because there's just one set of financial statements. Does that answer the question?
So we have two follow-up questions. I don't know. I don't see a way. And so Daniel is asking regarding the fiduciary requirements for disbursement be made in accordance with ICANN mission. Are the same auditors in charge of judging the level of accordance? Which I think it's you might want to come back again and maybe explain that the how this will be done in the future, because currently the auditors are not judging really the of the framing of the mission. So maybe you have to explain this. And then we have a follow-up question from Nadira, which I don't understand fully. Maybe Nadira, you can frame this question again. So back to Daniel first, Xavier.
Okay. So let me make sure I understand correctly. So, and Danielle will correct me if I'm not adequately answering this question. There's someone who's not
muted. Somebody needs to move. Somebody needs to move, please. Somebody is talking. Somebody needs to move. Please.
So the auditors for the purpose that I described earlier, have the obligation in performing their audit to ensure that the activities of the organization are consistent with their mission. It is not a very specific set of procedures that they carry out, because it's usually fairly straightforward for the purpose of a financial audit to evaluate that the activities carried out and that are included in the financial statements are consistent with its mission. So the auditors have that obligation, but it's a fairly straightforward, high-level presumption that is then verified once a year to ensure that there's not been new activities that are not under the mission. So that's something that the auditors do. The same team than the team that performs the financial audit, they look at it. It's just one assignment from their perspective, and the partner and the manager on the assignment will look to see what are the new activities carried out by the organization since last year, and will look at those activities and understand how they fit with the mission. Usually, this is not an issue or a problem, and it's not a in-depth exercise of audit. Of course, what they will rely on as well is what are the processes that the organization itself has in place to ensure that the activities that it carries out are consistent with its mission. The auditors will care more about that than themselves defining whether or not the activities of the organization are consistent with the mission. They will look at what the organization does to ensure that that's the case. I think there's another question from Cavus until we can get the follow-up question from Nadira.
Can I explain it, please?
I have the question from Nadira. It is now the last one on my screen on blue. I'm following about the auditor's fee. Because the auction proceeds account is expected to be handled on its own, implies and expenses of managing, it has to be kept separately and not covered by ICANN. You got it, Xavier?
I think I do. It's a bit of a more complicated answer. Let me stop for a second. I think Danielle wanted to clarify his question or ask another question on the basis of what I said. Is that right, Danielle?
Danielle might not be able to speak. Danielle, can you speak? Let's come back to Danielle as well, maybe in the chat
room. This is Shell. I'd like to send it to you. This is Shell.
Okay.
Thank you, Shen. So,
Xavier, go to Nadira if you can read it, or we can come back to it. And we have Cavus and Ching on the line.
Yeah. Erica, I got it. Thank you. I will go to Nadira's question. So, as I said before, the auction proceeds and the activity to disperse the auction proceeds. Let me back up a second. Currently, the auction proceeds are funds that are within ICANN. ICANN owns those funds legally. There's no, hopefully, there's no debate there. This is funds that are owned by ICANN, so that's why they are in ICANN's financial statements. And ICANN performs an audit on its financial statements, not just on the auction proceeds, on everything that ICANN does. So the audit fees are for the entire audit of ICANN's financial statements, not just for a portion of it or specific to any portion of it. So there's no specific audit fees for the auctions proceeds because there's one audit for the entirety of the financial statements of ICANN. What we don't do is try to allocate the cost of the audit across various buckets. We would need to define what those buckets are if we would want to do it. We just don't do it. Don't need to. There's no logic to do it. Now, let me back up a second. Audit, but many other activities that ICANN may have to carry out in the future to deal and manage the auction proceeds will inevitably generate costs, and audit costs included. These costs will need in various ways to be allocated to the auctions proceeds if we want to keep a separate accounting of these auctions proceeds. So there may be within the financial statements the allocation of costs, but not simply of audit, but maybe of any other type of activities that ICANN carries out generally that would also apply on the auctions proceeds. That's not yet determined, but in principle, this is obviously something that could happen. We still have someone who's not on mute, I think.
We still have issues. I would recommend, if I see we have, I will do a quick test if it's working. Otherwise, I recommend we move forward because I'm pretty sure some of the points you want to make in the future might answer some of the questions we see here. I just want to check quickly because I see Hill was raising a hand, but I'm not sure if he can talk. Daniel, do you want to make a comment?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
I typed my question, which is say that I understand that up to the auction, it was not so much an issue to evaluate if ICANN spending were in its mission. But with the auction, it may be a different issue because it might, potentially there are going to be two levels of indirection between ICANN money and the spending. You know, maybe another organization doing the distribution, and it's going to be another entity receiving the fund and spending it. And if there are not contract allowed in this funding, in which case the party receiving the funding may also give it to someone else. So I think the system of evaluation in the scope of the mission is going to be more challenging in the future.
Thank you, Daniel. Merci. I completely agree. Absolutely, it will be the evaluation of the consistency of these activities relative to the auctions proceeds with a mission will be something very important to carry out. But it won't be carried out by the auditors. It will be carried out by the organization. We will need to make sure that we are very clear on evaluating that specific aspect all the way through the process of disbursement, and we'll talk more about that down in the presentation. But it will have to be done by us, ICANN, not by the auditors, and the auditors will simply look at how do you ensure, you ICANN management, how do you ensure that these activities are within mission? They will less themselves form an opinion independently. They will look at how we look at it because we are better knowledgeable about our mission than they are. So they will look on how we do it. But you're absolutely right. It will be a more complex exercise relative to auction proceeds than it usually is of the known activities of ICANN that it has carried out over the past years. I would suggest we move on. I see Kavus's hand in the chat. I don't know if Kavus, you can type your question in the chat and we can come back to it later.
I'm just checking this, Kavus.
If you wish, I can
explain. Kavus, please.
Or I can...
Yeah, I'm still on the queue. This is Sean.
This is Sean as well.
Let's come back to it later. Maybe the point is covered already then by Xavier, if you don't mind, Kavus.
Thank you, Kavus.
Thank you.
And Sean, you're still in the queue. Can you please provide your question, and I'll try to answer it quickly. Thank you.
Yeah, my question is that the auction account keeping, auction account management, and auction account auditing is paid by itself or is paid through the ICANN budget? That is a simple question. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's very simply the same question as what Nadir was asking earlier. There's one audit. There is one audit fee that we pay to the auditors that applies to everything that ICANN does, including the option proceeds. So it's paid by ICANN.
And your time, because you spend time for the management of the account, for the account keeping, for any administrative works, you also paid by the through the ICANN budget and or it's to its own budget.
Correct. Currently, there's $0 of expenses applied against the options proceeds. Zero. My time, anyone's cost. Currently, there's no cost allocated to the options proceeds.
And Caboos, if you want to change this in the future, we will have to come back to this point.
Okay,
if procedures shall change in the future.
Okay.
Scavi, I would recommend we move forward now. Oh, we have Jonathan. Jonathan, go ahead.
No, sorry, Erica. There's Sean in the queue for a little while now, so I think we should let Sean be able to.
She's not on the queue on my end, but okay. You see something else than I see.
Hello,
but please, whoever is
first. I am actually audio only, and I've been on the queue. May I?
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Xavier. You mentioned earlier about the three priorities of the board in keeping the auction, in managing the auction proceeds. And I'm glad to hear that security of the funds is one of the most important. I just want to ask, so far, the choice of investment, is it based on guaranteed choices in terms of, has there been historical loss on investments at any point? And then the increase in the profits that comes from the investment, is it being tracked and reported in the ICANN financial statement? And the third thing I want to ask is, will it be wise also for this group to consider using part of the auction proceeds and actually spending the interest so that this program perhaps can continue for a long while? Thank you.
So if I understood correctly, and I'll try to respond fast because we have a lot more still. I'm not aware of losses on the investments that whether auction proceeds or new GTLD program that, over the past years. It's a complicated answer when it comes to very detailed portfolio investments, simply because the sum of the investments vary in value up and down with the stock markets. Of course, that is little the case for us because we have such a conservative policy of investments, but it may have occurred on a single portfolio, but there's not been any losses in total incurred by the investments because exactly of the objectives of that of the policy that we have to be very conservative and ensure the return of the capital. You also mentioned, I think, interests. The interests are put back into the same account where the capital is and increase that capital. There's nothing that's been done with those interests so far. I'm assuming that answers your question.
Maybe we can review the question in written. We have it partly taken down, and then we can reply as well, and you can reply give a written response to it. It's probably easier to follow up like this. We have to still take Jonathan, and then I would recommend we move forward. Jonathan,
thank you.
Please.
Thanks, Erica. Hi, Xavier. It's a very quick follow-up question, Jonathan Robinson, for the record. You said that you hadn't taken any costs out against the auction funds. I guess I just want to make sure I understood that because it's potentially ambiguous. What I understood you to be saying is that you haven't accrued any costs. In other words, there is nothing booked against those funds and nor nothing potentially booked against those funds. They remain intact and whole until such time as something changes. Thanks, Xavier. If you could just confirm that, that would be great.
Yes, that's right. You've described it in different words, but the bottom line is we collected $233 million, and there is $233 million on the accounts today, plus the minimal interest that's been collected. So there's no cost that's been paid for by the auction proceeds funds. Of course, there's been cost incurred by time, other, you know, there's been a certain amount of cost incurred, Marika's time, on supporting this group, for example. But there's not been any money taken away from the auction proceeds funds to pay for any of the costs that ICANN has incurred so far. Hopefully that clarifies further.
So, Xavier, that's where the ambiguity lies, because you're saying there's costs being incurred. Do you propose to book those costs against the auction funds, or is ICANN simply going to absorb those costs? That's the question.
Well, I don't believe there's been any specific decision made on the topic so far, but that's also part of what the community needs to provide some input on. The costs that are that have been incurred so far are basically supporting the processes first of the drafting team and of this cross-community working group. So those costs are, I would say, in quotes, relatively minimal, but we will get to, in a few slides, to the section on expenses, and at that time we'll need to consider a different approach, of course.
I would recommend you continue with the slides and your presentation and give us again a sign when you would love to have the break.
Yes.
Please.
Thank you. So moving down. I'm back. So in order to support the governance requirements that we've talked about, audit, fiduciary, and accountability and transparency, ICANN will need to do a number of things. ICANN will need to put in place policies and procedures to manage the funds. First, the applications. We will need to receive the applications. We'll need to evaluate them. We will need to organize the control of those applications. And when I say control, I also mean audit in that generic sense of the term, having some quality control, some